digging in the dirt, digging in the dirt.
This is Digging in the Dirt with Kevin Gallagher, where Kevin and his guests dig a little deeper into today's issues surrounding the environment, farming, gardening, and food.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Digging in the Dirt. My guest today on Digging in the Dirt is John Lee Rucker of Blossomdale Sanctuary. He's one of the organizers of PermaJam, a fall campout next weekend, October 12th and 13th in New York. PermaJam is being called a fall gathering of mindful action. When I ran across this event, I was intrigued and thought you, my audience, would like to know more about a community of people doing something completely positive and proactive. In an age of hateful and negative behavior in our society, I think it's important to hear from people such as John Lee and the folks of PermaJam, who, like many others in the world, are doing the right thing, trying to stay focused on what is important in life, family, community, and taking care of our planet through the way we live. So after that, welcome, John Lee.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Kevin, for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you know, I'm always looking out for the people flying under the radar so that people know there's other things going on in life out there other than what we read and see in the media. So tell us a little bit about this PermaJam. How did it come into being and why?
Well, you know, PermaJam, and at the heart of it, is trying to change the way that people gather together. You know, I see that I was inspired because I see a lot of people going to music festivals and things of that nature and gathering and oftentimes leaving the land in worse condition than we found it. So there's a lot of energy with money and time and people coming together. I thought, you know, if we could only channel that energy of people gathering together into doing something positively impactful for the earth. And that's when this idea for PermaJam came to me, which has developed into a four-year model in which we gather on land for 4 years, and each year is a different phase of a permaculture process. So the first year is observation, and the second year is design, and the third and fourth year is implementation. So currently, we're on 125 acres in Bloomingburg, New York, called the Blossomdale Sanctuary. And we're in the second year, which is the design process. So we observed this land for a whole year. And the theme of our first year was observation. So we were observing the ecosystem, and we were also observing the community, social permaculture, how we gather together, and, you know, just noticing a lot, right? And wanting to design the next year for our gatherings to be more fun, more involvement with the kids, and then also designing the ecosystem to start to be producing abundance for, you know, the people who are coming to gather in the years to come, and to be able to also provide revenue for the sanctuary. Right?
I see.
So we're in that design process right now. The philosophy here is like, you know, this is regenerative work on the earth, right? And the next generations that are coming up, they're the ones that are really going to be taking on this work of regenerating our ecosystems. And PermaJam wishes to show them a really fun way, a celebratory way of coming together and doing this impactful work on the earth.
So when you say regenerative work, what are we talking about? How is it done and what exactly are you doing? And another question I have is, are you actually living on this land for 4 years, or are you living somewhere nearby and coming to it to do these projects?
Yeah, so this whole work is evolving. We're not living on the land, but we are staying on there for, you know, different durations of time. The first observation year, I myself was, you know, staying at Blossomdale for weeks at a time, sometimes a month at a time. And now we're, you know, working on creating ongoing events to actually start to implement what we're designing, which is done in all different sorts of phases. You know, sometimes it's a work weekend, sometimes it's a work week. Sometimes our campouts are 4 days. So it really just depends on what the intensive is focused on and what the goal that we're working to accomplish. This event that we have coming up next week is a 2-day long event, and we're going to be creating about a 60 by 60 square foot garden using the technique of hugel culture, and we're also going to be creating a real compost system for Blossomdale.
Mm-hmm.
So improving upon the compost system that they have already.
I get it. So when you say you're designing for the property, how many acres you said you were working with?
It's 125 acres.
So of the 125 acres, after you observe there, what are you looking to do to the 125 acres? It's not just a garden, is it?
Sure. Well, you know, we have to think about, the needs of the people that are living there and the needs of the people that are coming there. And some of those needs include money, finances, shelter, places to stay, places to gather, sacred spaces to pray and commune, playgrounds for the children, things like that. And then at the same time, as we're meeting our human needs, we have to do that within respect to the ecosystem, what's already happening there, and what does the land want, and how can we integrate our human system within the landscape instead of imposing our system on top of the landscape, right? So that's what our design thought process is like. And to give you a little bit of what that translates to, right now we're really focused on the central zone where the human beings gather the most. We call that zone zero. And on there, that's going to be our biggest gardens that we have, where we're, tending to them on a daily basis, our chicken coops, our big barn that we're restoring, putting solar power on the barn, rainwater catchment, things that we're tending to on a regular basis. And then as you extend out from zone zero into zone one, zone two, then we start to get into the things that we're working with on less of a daily basis, more annually, like maple syrup tapping, mushroom cultivation, things of that nature, plant propagation, increasing the biodiversity in the forest ecosystem, stuff like that.
I get it. And so you're working with people. How many people are involved in this project, and who are your collaborators?
Oh, well, the permaculture team right now is about six people, certified permaculture designers. And then we're organizing a permaculture design certification course for the coming spring. So our permaculture team is going to grow in that capacity. And then our community itself is probably well over 250 people that attend our gatherings. And those people are all involved in some way in this process.
Huh. And so I saw that you have some people like Back to Nature involved, and also the Mountain Woman Herbs, and also mm-hmm. and Blossomdale Sanctuary is part of the effort too, mm-hmm. which is where you're working. Can you tell me about how they are involved?
Yeah, sure. So Back to Nature and Mountain Woman Herbs, they're actually both a part of the permaculture design team right now. So we're coming up with this design together, and we're also co-organizing this event that's coming up. And then Mountain Woman Herbs has also been the wellness team for our events for the last 3 years, and they've been providing herbal first aid for our community, which has really been a wonderful experience, because not only are they caring for people's medical needs during the event, but they're also teaching our community how to tend to themselves and providing tools for dealing with things like poison ivy and ticks and, whatever other ailments that people might, come across during the 4 days together in this wild ecosystem. And then the Blossomdale Sanctuary is really the home for our PermaJam four-year gathering right now. And they're the stewards of this 125-acre ecosystem. But, when stewarding an ecosystem, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. There's bills, there's upkeep, there's maintenance. And so, for Blossomdale, there's been a bit of a challenge mobilizing community and also gaining financial stability. And PermaJam is partnering with Blossomdale to help them get on a good foot.
I get it. So we're talking to John Lee Rucker. He's one of the collaborators and sponsors of this PermaJam Fall Campout coming up next weekend, October 12th and 13th, and it's called the Fall Gathering of Mindful Action. On your website, you have PERMA stands for permaculture, and JAM stands for in celebration and participation in the regeneration. So everybody's going to – I saw that you recommend people come on Friday to – set up tents and so you can start early on Saturday morning, but also you need an invitation to come. So we want to explain how the process works here of if somebody wants to come and participate in this for the first time.
Sure. Yeah, so our mission statement is to provide a safe space for people of all ages, genders, colors, and faiths to discover new and ancient ways of living in harmony with each other and the earth. In our circle of shared responsibility, we co-create regenerative culture and entrust a thriving web of life to future generations. So I said we're, you know, creating a safe space. And in doing that, you know, we don't want to just promote this out there. Anyone can come, anyone can show up. We actually want to connect with the people before they come. We want to know that you're coming with a good intention, that this community is going to be right for you, and that you're going to be right for the community. And in that way, we're ensuring that everybody's safe. So through our website, permajam.com, if you go to the events page, you can request an invitation, which shows up for us as an email, and we'll respond to you. And a lot of times that leads to a follow-up phone call. We really want to connect with the people who are coming, and it creates a sense of, you know, personal connection and intimacy, and it also gives us the ability to sort of gauge if people are a right good fit for our community.
I get it. So Saturday morning, you wake up pretty early. What's the first thing that goes down? And then tell me about the clans.
Sure. So, yeah, so we're going to start our day. I mean, there's a lot of physical work that's going to be involved in this weekend. And we want to start this. This is mindful actions, right? So we want to start the day off by getting grounded and getting present and getting in our bodies. So we're going to start the day off with some yoga and meditation, which is going to be led by our dear brothers and sisters, Kyle Gerard and Julia E. Flores. They're partners and their team. And they're going to be bringing us into our bodies and into the mindful space, right? And then we're going to open up the circle, right? So we're going to be talking about what's going on that weekend. We're going to be explaining the clans and breaking people up into the clans. And so this is the first time that we're going to be trying this clan system out. And it goes in line with our mission statement of discovering new and ancient ways. So clans is an ancient, you know, system. And just for this event, we're trying out four clans, which is the Garden Clan, the Wellness Clan, Kitchen Clan, and the Ceremony Clan. And these are four clans that are working to provide everything that the community needs to have this experience during the weekend. The Garden Clan is going to be basically spearheading creating this garden, and they're going to be getting that intensive education about hugo culture, about composting, and creating this garden together. The Wellness Clan is going to be creating herbal medicines and taking care of the community's medical needs. The Kitchen Clan is obviously going to be providing the food, but they're also going to be working on, you know, pickling and fermenting and learning about those types of skills. And then the Ceremony Clan, which is actually the clan that I'm spearheading, is going to be working on, you know, an understanding of the ceremonies that Permajam offers and creating sacred space, you know, having a relationship with the elements and certain rituals that we do in those ceremonies, what they represent, the subtle energies that are occurring during those ceremonies, holding that sacred container. Ceremony is a really important part of Permajam. Actually, the four-day gathering that we have annually, it's called the Land Blessing Ceremony. And I find that human beings are able to work much more harmoniously and accomplish a lot more when we start to bring in the elemental forces into our awareness and call upon them to assist us.
So this leads us, I think, to your thoughts on culture. I know you have strong opinions about culture. So why don't you explain your philosophy about culture?
Well, you know, I would say what culture is the story. The story that we tell ourselves about who we are, why we're here, what we're doing, what we do together, how we do it, what we spend our money on, all of those things is the story which makes up our culture, you know. And I think at this point in time, you know, human beings have a whole bunch of different stories that we tell ourselves. A lot of people are in a story of, you know, the world is collapsing, you know, we're destroying the planet, we have very little time left. And, you know, I would propose that, you know, this is a time where we can actually consciously create this story, we can create this culture. And we can say, you know, we have been on a track of destruction on our planet. In a lot of ways, we've forgotten who we are. But let's remember a time where human beings lived in harmony with the earth. And let's start to create that harmony once again. You know, this could be a scary time, if that's the story we're creating, or it can be a really beautiful time of us remembering our connection with the earth, the beautiful planet that we live upon, and the beautiful possibilities that are ahead of us. And the story of our coming together as people in this very important time to create something beautiful and magnificent for the future generations to come. So there's a lot about culture that I could say, but the culture at PermaJam is a culture of caring, is a culture of caring for the earth, a culture of caring for one another, and certainly caring for our future generations, you know. And we're constantly reminded in our circles at PermaJam that what we're doing is a living prayer. By showing up and by creating this permanent culture, this permaculture, we're creating something that's going to provide food for the generations to come. And in doing that, it's a living prayer. It's an expression of our heartfelt prayer for the future generations and wanting them to have a beautiful planet to inherit.
Cool. We're speaking with John Lee Rucker, who's one of the instigators and organizers of PermaJam Fall Campout coming up next weekend. You can go to their website. What's the website again?
It's permajam.com.
Okay, and you can go there to ask for an invitation to go, and maybe you'll get invited to the fall gathering of mindful action. So, John, this is not a normal path for a lot of individuals. I mean, you're working outside of, like, you know, the way the world is working now with all this electronics and the politics and the stress on the planet and things. How does a guy like yourself find him on a path to going to something like this and organizing something like this? What instigated this?
Well, you know, I was really inspired by what I saw happening around the planet with the world's water supply and the commodification of water. And I thought, well, if human beings continue on this path, the future is looking pretty grim for the next generation. And then I thought, well, what does the world need the most? And the thing that came to the conclusion is we need unity. We need human beings to come together on a grand scale. And for me, I'm just doing my part here in this local bioregion to create that unity here, you know, in this microcosm of that macrocosm, to create that unity. And then at the same time, you know, if you look at the destruction that's happening around the planet, that's a mismanagement or a bad handling of all the energy that human beings are creating every single day. You know, human beings, we generate and consume and create a whole lot of energy. And if we can start to harness the energy of our human society and channel that back into the earth, into creating something positive, you know, it may take years to come and lifetimes to come, but we need to channel that energy into ensuring that there's a bright and beautiful future for tomorrow's children.
Yeah, and you have a brand new child. Congratulations.
I do. Thank you very much. Yeah, she's a month old today.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. What's her name?
Her name is Yana Rose.
Yana Rose. Excellent.
Yana.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
That's wonderful.
I'm sure. Enjoy her. She's going to be the joy of your life. Nothing like a father and a daughter's relationship.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing, you know. It's filled my heart with a lot of joy.
And it'll give you a lot of inspiration to do what you're doing and make a better planet and a better life for her here on this world.
Yeah. Well, you know, she always was my inspiration. You know, for years and years I've known that, you know, this day would come. And I was working to create the best world I could for her for years already, you know, on this path as an activist for over 10 years, organizing for various causes. I always thought about my own children one day, and now here she is, you know.
That's cool.
And there's one thing I want to just touch on, Kevin, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely, go for it.
I feel like there's an aspect of PermaJam which has been a little left out of this conversation, and that's really just the celebration part, you know. Human beings, we're coming together, you know, we're playing music together, we're sharing in this circle of shared responsibility. Everybody who comes to our gatherings is volunteering. We're laughing, we're playing, we're dancing, you know. This is a fun experience, you know, and that's really what we're looking to model for our children, you know, that we can have a really good time while we do this beautiful work together.
So it's not just transforming the land and making it better and honoring the earth, but it's also building community and transforming community also.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think that if we're to really do this work for the long haul, you know, there has to be a spirit of lightheartedness in it, and there has to be a spirit of fun. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to do it, you know,
right.
Especially the children. So, yeah, we got to make it fun for them.
And it's got to have a good soundtrack, right?
Yeah, I mean, over the last 4 years, we've probably had something like 50 bands play at Perma Jam and probably something like 80 different various workshops.
Cool.
Jam.
That sounds like
a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's so, a blast.
Yeah. Well, let's give one more plug here for it. It's Perma Jam Fall Camp out October 12th through the 13th. It's a fall gathering of mindful action. You can go to permajam.com and ask for an invite if you'd like to go. It's tenting, right? And is food provided when you get there? And what's the deal?
Yeah, we're providing 3 meals a day for this gathering. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Very cool. And is there any kind of donation?
Yeah, we do ask for a sliding scale contribution, which is $54 to $108 for the 2 days. And you can also divide that sliding scale in half if you just want to come for 1 day.
Is this going to go on rain or shine?
It's going on rain or shine. We got cover for the rain, and we have activities planned if it does rain. But checking the weather report, it's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah. So tell everybody the rules, though. You know, you have a few rules, and I'd like you to go over them if you will. You know, the section on your website that tells us what's allowed and what's not.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So you know, the main rule is no drugs and alcohol. You know, we don't need that. In order to have a good time, we can feel the natural high of being together in a loving community in a beautiful landscape, and to just leave the land better than you found it, you know, and to respect people, you know, don't take things from people without asking, you know, ask permission for things, have good manners, please, thank you, you know, you're welcome. That's the only thing we ask, is just to create a general atmosphere of respect for one another, respect for the land. Leave the place better than we found it.
And
no nudity.
No nudity, okay. And also, you have a line here that I like. It says, be awake, be alert. Look after one another, always watching. Keep an eye on the little ones. We are all security guards on PermaJam, and we take
That's
care
right.
of each other, and we do not tolerate violence or harassment of any kind. It sounds like just a feel-good event.
It's really a feel-good event, man. I tell you, it's all about creating the container, you know. And once you create that container and the community holds it together, the way that people just drop their guard and just start to be themselves and light up, it's an energy that I feel very rarely when I'm out there in the world. But we have it here at PermaJam.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm glad I found you, John Lee Rucker. You know, it was happenstance, but, you know, I don't know, something spoke to me about what I was reading, and I'm glad I had you on. It was really interesting to hear from somebody out there that's doing something a little bit different in society. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear from you, Kevin. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I wish you, you know, a lot of continued expansion in getting your message and others' people's message out to a lot of people out there.
That's what we're trying to do with Digging in the Dirt. So thank you for coming on.
All right, man. Come dig in the dirt with us at PermaJam.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Kevin.
Digging
Bye.
In the dirt. Digging in the dirt.
You've been listening to Digging in the Dirt with Kevin Gallagher.